next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
In its continuing effort to assist other nations in confronting terrorism and to protect American citizens and interests, the United States is offering significant rewards to locate four terrorists operating in Western and Northern Africa. Hamad Al-Khairi and Ahmad El-Talemsi are founding members of the Movement for Unity and Jihad in West Africa, or MUJWA, and former members of the terrorist group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. Khalid al-Barnawi reportedly leads the Nigeria-based terrorist group Ansaru, and Abu Yusuf al-Muhajir is an explosives expert involved in planning attacks against a variety of targets in Egypt. All four have planned or taken part in violent attacks on Western interests or abductions of foreign nationals. Al-Barnawi, a Nigerian citizen born in 1976, and Ansaru have committed multiple acts of terrorism and kidnappings in his native land. He is also known as Mohammed Usman, Khalid al-Barnawi, and Abu Hafsa, among other aliases. Al-Khairi, a citizen of Mali, was born in Mauritania in 1970. He has claimed responsibility for the April 2012 kidnapping of seven Algerian diplomats in Mali. He has also appeared in videos making threats against those who oppose his group, which was named a specially designated global terrorist entity by the U.S. Department of State 2 years ago. Al-Khairi is also known as Abu Kamkam and Amada Ould Khairu, among other aliases. Born in 1977, Ahmed El-Talemsi is also Malian and a founding member of the MUJWA. Among its violent activities, in March 2012, the group mounted a suicide attack in Taman Rasset, Algeria, which wounded 23 people. He is also known as Abdurrahmani Ould El-Amar and Abdurrahmani Tujaji. Abu Yusuf al-Muhajir was born September 7, 1986, in Egypt. He has been active in terrorist operations in the Sinai Peninsula, ascribing to a global jihadist ideology and targeting civilians and governments he believes do not abide by Islamic law. He is also known as Hamza al-Maskin, among other aliases. The Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $5 million each for leading to the location of al-Barnawi, al-Khairi, and al-Talemsi, and up to $3 million for information leading to the arrest or conviction of al-Muhajir. The United States guarantees that all reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the United States is prepared to protect informants by relocating them. If you have information on any of these individuals, contact the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate, or submit a tip at www.rewardsforjustice.net, or email information to info@rewardsforjustice.net. You can also call the RFJ tip line at 1-800-877-3927.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.